Thanks for joining us today on Soulful Conversations with Chas and Deb. One of my favorite parts of the day has always been conversations with my friend and spiritual teacher, Deb. In 10 years, we've never run out of things to talk about when it comes to matters of spirituality, recovery, the heart, soul, and ego. I always have the questions, and she always has the answers. Today's topic is doing our fourth step moral inventory. So, what is a fourth step for those that don't know?
Good morning, Chas. A fourth step is just one of the 12 steps. We come into recovery, every program, whether it's CODA, Al-Anon, AA, NA, they all celebrate recovery, I think, too. They all have a little bit different twist to it, but it's kind of the same idea. So the fourth step is doing a moral inventory, taking a moral inventory of ourselves, which means examining a thorough, just taking a thorough look at our examination of our life and our behaviors. And finding our strengths as well as our weaknesses, you know, understanding our defects and the things that we want to change. And of course, we got to bring God into that because we can't do it on our own. But it's a beautiful process. It's not easy. It's not something everybody necessarily enjoys because it's intimidating. But honestly, when you push through the fear, the rewards are great. It's life changing. That's what all I could say. It's really life changing in a really positive way.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. It's definitely freeing.
What was your experience, Chas, with the fourth step?
I'm sure it felt intimidating, but I just had so much in me that I just had to get out. Like it just, yeah. I remember the beginning and doing my fourth step with you, just so much, just writing everything down and then just getting it out. Freeing. It was very freeing.
It is. And you know, you're going to find some shame in there, some embarrassment, but you know, that's why the steps after the fourth step talk about, you know, getting ready and, well, first sharing it with another human being, with God, ourselves, and another human being, and then asking God to help remove our defects of character. What a beautiful process.
Yeah. We have to take the power away from the shame.
Yeah, and, you know, we come into recovery with the idea that it's the alcoholic's fault. And if they would just quit drinking, we'd be happy and yeah, life would be good. But guess what? They're only part of the problem. We're the other part. We have bad thinking. We're enablers. We, you know, we do too much. There's just so many things. And we're dishonest, too. We're manipulating. We're a lot of things that we don't like to admit. And maybe we don't even realize it until we come into recovery and be accountable for our actions.
Yeah, bunch of controllers.
Yes, we are. We like things to go our way. We like to feel in control. And that loss of control can feel like a terrible feeling, but that's where God comes in. If we don't give up control, then how is God going to step in, right?
Yeah, it is a terrible feeling, but control isn't real anyway.
No, you can't control it. No, just look at what happened, you know, in some of the states with the tornadoes. That shows you how little control we have. Like one day your house is standing, the next day it's flattened out. A storm's just taken everything away. And, you know, control? No, I don't think so. COVID, yeah. Just look at COVID. Look at the millions of people that, you know, have gotten COVID. Control? No, there's been a lot of deaths. Yeah. No control. Mm-mm. Precautions. We can be cautious, but yeah. Can't control a pandemic.
Can't control anything.
No.
I know that's still one of my character defects, for sure.
Control.
Mm-hmm.
I know, I try to control my partner when it comes to COVID. What's it been, a year and a half, and he's still... I still don't think it's sunk in his stubborn head that there's a pandemic out there, because... well, I told you about this, but we're standing in line. I watch him. I watch him, and I catch him all the time. We're standing in line at the grocery store. The person behind me is not 6 foot away from me, which disturbed me. They didn't have a mask on. That disturbed me. I had my mask on. So I just stay 6 feet away, social distance. I still practice all the precautions because, you know, I'm a senior. I'm not going to risk my life and be careless. But I look at my partner, and he's standing next to that person, and he's patting their shoulder and having this conversation, and I wanted to kick him. I just gave him that look of like, what the frig are you doing?
Yep.
Like, he doesn't get it. He does. Me, I'm just always watching. I'm trying to be careful, but he is not careful. And that is not the first time. That is one of many, many times that we keep having the same conversation. So do I have control? Obviously not. Mm-mm. But I still keep trying. I'm pretty good about letting control of a lot of other things, but not everything. I'm not there yet.
Yeah. I have a teenage son, so any control I think that I have there or have had, it is just flying right out the window. Quickly. Yep. Mm-mm. Nope. He is purposely going to do the opposite of what I say, period.
Yes. Yeah.
So it forces me to let go.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think control might be one of those chapters in the fourth step.
No, it's got to be.
But I know the first chapter is honesty. And I always feel like you got to get that one right. Kind of like step one. You got to get that one right. The others, you know, you're going to waver, but you really got to get that one right. And I feel like you got to get that honesty chapter right, too. Because if you're not going to be honest with yourself, there's no point in doing the rest of the book. Like, you got to just get honest.
Yeah.
Right.
For sure.
Yeah.
It's good though.
Mm-hmm. And the next chapter, which we'll be doing next Monday, we'll be starting next Monday in the Monday night Zoom meeting, is on self-worth. And that's not an easy one either because, mm-hmm. you know, most of us don't have much self-worth.
Yeah.
We start to build self-esteem in the program, but that takes time.
Or we like to make it look like we have self-worth, which this has been one of my hugest character defects that I've been working on for a lot of years now, is arrogance.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Trying to make it look a certain way.
Yes.
When underneath, really low self-esteem, really low self-worth.
Yep. Yeah. Arrogance. So just know when you meet somebody and they're arrogant, just know underneath that is somebody that's very insecure.
There is a difference between confidence and arrogance. But you can turn arrogance into confidence, right?
Well, you can turn some things into better things. Like, you can turn stubbornness into determination. So arrogance, I don't know. I think I'd try to get rid of that one. I don't think I'd want to keep that in any shape or form.
Yeah.
But confidence, yeah. Confidence and arrogance, not the same.
No, it's not.
Mm-mm.
It's not the same.
No.
Yeah, you don't have anything to prove to people when you're a confident person.
Yeah, when you're confident, you know, confident people are generally kind people. And they're kind from a place of not needing something. You know, they're just naturally kind and open-hearted. And that's what we should aspire to be, is kind and open-hearted and not have an agenda. You know, if you do this, I'll get this, or I'll do that sort of thing, tit for tat. All that nonsense. No, love is love, and love is given freely. And I think there's a chapter in there on love too.
Yeah.
In the fourth step. There's lots of things in the fourth step.
Lots of things to look at. But it's also It's not like a one-time deal. You do it and you're done. Like, it's a continuing thing that you do every day. Always looking what you can change and better, right?
Yes. Yes, it is not a one-time thing. I have lost track how many times I have been through this four step. Because every time I do it with someone, then I get to review myself and, you know, my progress or things I still need to work on. So I know I've been through it 100 times, and that's not an exaggeration. That I'm probably underestimating how many times I've done a four step.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it is, it's, and yeah. And you always want to learn and grow.
Mm-hmm.
We're not meant to just be stagnant. It's like stagnant water. What happens with water that doesn't have any movement? It gets green and smelly and buggy and gets nasty. And so do our insides when we're not growing, we're not moving. We get stagnant.
Mm-hmm.
It's slimy.
Yep. We were just talking about that with my job. It challenges, oh, does it challenge me? But it also helps me to work on my character defects. There's, you know, some days where I'm really positive and everything's great. And there's other days like I'd like to do it a little better tomorrow. Just find those places in myself.
Yeah.
People that annoy me and, you know, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Just it's always helping me to grow.
Yeah. Yep.
I like that feeling.
Yeah, I do too. I didn't in the beginning, but today, oh yeah, I like that feeling too. I enjoyed a good challenge. Well, some of them.
Yeah.
Not saying I love all of them that I've gotten, but I'm not particularly fond of the one I'm having at the moment. But I just have to breathe and remind myself it's a lesson. It's a lesson. And I have mastered all the lessons that I've challenged myself to do. So I have no doubt that I will master this one too.
Would you consider fear a character defect?
Yeah, I would. Okay. It might even be a chapter in the fourth step.
That's also a big one for me then.
Yeah.
Fear. It's a big one. Yeah.
Which is the opposite of love, right?
I guess that would probably fall under mistrust too. In the trust department. Yeah.
Yeah, it would. It would cause you not to trust yourself, not to trust others.
Yeah.
Not to trust God.
Yeah.
People say, oh, I trust God. It's annoying to me when I hear people go on and on about God and preaching about God and how close they are to God. And I know doggone well, it's just lip service.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's not quite like that.
No.
No. We want to continue to build a deeper relationship, personal relationship with God, but really there shouldn't be any words for it. You know, it's a personal, deep personal relationship. It's like trying to describe, you know, how much you love your child. Like, what's the point of that?
Mm-hmm.
Who are you trying to convince? Like,
mm-hmm.
you know you love your child, right? You know that you're building a close relationship with God. So you don't need to let everybody know that, oh, I blah, blah, blah. It just sounds like blah, blah.
Yeah.
It does annoy me. I'm not going to lie. When people just throw the word God around it, it does annoy me sometimes. Because it's an overused word. It's an overused word. Some words are just overused. And
yeah.
For
sure.
Yeah. Kind of loses its meaning when it's overused. You know, it's like spirituality, you know, sometimes that's overused too. And it can pull up that woo-woo feeling for some people. It can be a turn off because it can be so overused. So, yeah,
it's an internal journey, right?
It really is, and it doesn't need words. It doesn't you don't need to tell anybody that, oh, blah blah blah.
What character defect would that be when we're constantly trying to prove things to the people around us?
Self-worth.
Okay.
Yeah, insecurity.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, because once we're confident, there's nothing to prove. We're just confident.
Yeah, we just know it on the inside. We don't have anything to prove on the outside.
No, and I know I've in so many ways tried to prove myself in the past, especially through creating, you know, with my greeting cards and my little books and stuff. I'm telling you, I really hustled trying to prove myself, and in the end, I didn't like the experience. I mean, I'm glad I gave myself the experience, so I know that I won't do it again.
Yeah.
But it was just me hustling for someone to say, "Oh yes, I like it. No, I don't like it." And it's like, no, I'm at a place now where I don't need somebody to tell me if they like it or don't like it. I know how I feel about my work, and I'm not looking for people to validate it anymore. But man, I sure did for a long time.
Yeah.
And you know, sometimes you're up and sometimes you're low, depending on somebody else. And it's like, no, it shouldn't
You're
depend on
right.
somebody else. It should depend on me, how I
Yep.
feel.
Yeah, that's a wild roller coaster ride to get on when you're, trying to get that validation from people and basing your worth on what they think. That's not going to be a fun ride. It's not.
No,
It's
and
not
people.
a it's not a fun ride.
No, and people are only going to project how they feel about themselves. They're going to project that onto you. So all you're really doing is basing your self-worth on how they feel about themselves. No, thank you. Because
Yep.
a lot of times when people are negative, they don't feel good about themselves. Why am I going to absorb that as true about me? I'm not willing to do that anymore.
Yeah.
Nope.
That's another character defect, is projection.
Yes, it is.
I'm guilty
Sure.
of that one. Jeez, I see how I do that. And then just happened the other day. Like, I have a story in my head of, how this person, just whatever it is. And then you see the truth of it. You see the truth of the situation, and it's not anything that I had in my mind. It's like I was projecting my own story.
Yeah, they need to put that one in the fourth step.
Yeah. We're always projecting our story. We don't
Always.
really know how other people are feeling and thinking. Like, how could we? Are we mind readers?
No, it's our own story.
Yeah. So, yep. Lots of things to work on.
Lots of stuff,
But
Jess.
all we have is time, so.
That's, yeah. Well, time isn't even real anyway, but we won't go there.
I think one of the things that has lessened for me, I still have lots of character defects, as I've said, but I think what's changed a little bit is my judgment of it. So, and maybe shame and judgment, maybe it's lessened a little bit. So it's kind of just like, another thing to work on.
Yep.
Don't have to beat myself into the ground for it.
No.
So, yeah, we don't want to do that.
No,
Though,
we sure don't.
I know I have just pulled out that baseball bat, as you call it. Try and be as gentle and kind with ourselves as possible through the process, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So, well, I guess we had a lot to say on the fourth step.
I guess we did.
It's a pretty big topic.
It
I
is.
mean,
It's a
pretty
good one.
much everything. I mean, it covers pretty much everything.
Yeah, it does.
Anything else you'd add?
No, I think we did good.
All right, well, thanks for being here this morning, and thanks for sharing all your wisdom with us. We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Soulful Conversations with Chas and Deb. For anyone who's interested in exploring more wisdom, check out Deb's blog at debbiecruz.blogspot.com and also one of her several recovery Facebook groups, Codependent No More, Support Group for Women, where you will find access to her other groups and also Zoom recovery meetings, where women get to connect directly and ask questions. Until next time!